الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد وفي القرآن الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، طائركم معكم إن غفرتم بل أنتم قوم مسرفون. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected elders and friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His extreme mercy and kindness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us existence in this world. Our Honorable Illustrious Shaykh Arif Billah, Hazrat Mawlana Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib Madzalil Ali, we make dua, Hazrat keeps, Allah ta'ala keeps Hazrat with afiyat, salamat, aman, and give us tawfiq to benefit from His great pious servants. Hazrat supposed to be with us in the safar, but Allah Ta'ala's system, Allah Ta'ala decided Hazrat could not make it, but Hazrat's focus and attention is with us, inshaAllah. So Hazrat teaches us that just to be existing in this world in any form, this is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because without existence, you can't enjoy any ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Akbar, we're driving past from Harrisburg through to Richmond, you see all the beautiful trees on the side. Then you think of the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَوْ أَنَّ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ أَقْلَامٍ وَالْبَحْرُ يَمُدُّهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ سَبْعَةُ أَبْحُرٍ مَا نَفِدَتْ كَلِمَاتُ اللَّهِ. If all the trees, just one forest, Allah said, forget one forest, all the trees in the world, if all the trees have to be made into pens, and all the seven oceans in the world has to be made into ink, and Allah ta'ala doubles it, it is either double the number or multiplies it. 7 times 7, 49 oceans. And doubles all the trees. And insan starts writing the favors of Allah. Ma nafidat kalimatullah. The pens will get finished. The ink will get finished. We won't even reach the surface of one bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because our Hazrat teaches us also beautifully in another ayat Allah ta'ala mentions to make us understand even further. Wa in ta'uddu ni'matallah la tuhsuha. If all of you get together, Allah has used the plural here, that means from Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, all of mankind, all of jinnat, all of you get together and do what? Ta'uddu, count. And count what? Ni'mat Allah. One ni'mat. Our Hazrat teaches us so beautifully that one is one. Why do you have to count one? And all must get together and count one, which Allah Ta'ala is impressing upon our minds, insan, just ponder and think. In one ni'mat of mine, I have kept billions of other ni'mat. And every split moment, we enjoy the ni'mat of Allah. We enjoy the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we don't even think about it. We don't even make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't even say alhamdulillah. We don't think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why it's so important to have the company and the close connection with the ahlullah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will remind us of these realities, that Allah Ta'ala has favored us by giving us existence. And then not just existence, Allah Ta'ala has given us existence in the best of all forms. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. Allah Ta'ala, after taking four qasams, Allahu Akbar. And why does Allah Ta'ala need to take qasam? وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. Who can say a more truer word than Allah? Allah is haqqul mubin. Allah makes the truth manifest. Allah is an embodiment of truth. But Allah Ta'ala takes qasam according to mine and your mizaj, our temperament. Our Shaykh says, we are the parcel of Allah. Allah created us. If you order a parcel from China, Japan, your container comes, you go check, you know exactly, this must be my parcel. Something is missing, you say, hey, that's not in the parcel, where is it? So exactly the same. Allah created us. So Allah knows, وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. This insan is so weak, weak-minded also. I send him to the world for a special purpose, to find Allah, to recognize Allah. But he just gets involved, he's doing some important work. Even in salah, you came here to find Allah, but just one thought flashed your mind, or somebody is playing cricket today. Now your mind is gone, you forgot yourself. You are so weak. So weak-minded we are. We weak in body, we weak in everything. Yet Allah says, you're the best of all my creation. And Allah gave us the highest position. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ.
Don't see how we gave the children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, karramna, we gave them honor. وَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. One small human being controlling a big submarine, controlling a big ship, it doesn't make sense. So it's not in our ability, it's not only Allah Ta'ala's special favor. Where can you see one small human being controlling a big aeroplane? Particularly you go India, Pakistan, you see small children controlling the big buffaloes, controlling the elephants. It doesn't make sense. Who has given us the salab al-balati? Only and solely Allah Rabbul Izzah. Allah says, I gave you honor. I gave you this dignity. وَرَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. I gave you the best pure things to eat. Allahu Akbar. Allah has given us the best rizq. Our Shaykh says so beautifully, if you see in the jungle, Allah is giving the rizq for each and every animal. But every animal has got only one type of rizq. Only that is his diet. Certain animals, they only feed on certain trees. You see the giraffes, they feed on the thorny trees. And that is their diet, their whole life. Only that they eat. Other animals only eating grass. Other animals only eating meat. All the time. So all the different species, even the ants, all the creatures, Allah is giving them all their roses. But each one has got only one type of diet. And insan, we say variety is the spice of life. See on our dasturkhan, how much of variety. Allah gives us all the time different types of meals that we eat. And in this world also, you get two types of people. Some people, it's time to eat. They say, what are we going to eat? Bichara, nothing on their dasturkhan. They can't even think that where we're going to get the next piece of bread. That is why our Shaykh teaches us, when you sit on a dasturkhan, the least you can do, just make dua in your mind. Ya Allah, bhookhe ko khila do, pyaase ko pyaas bujha do, nange ko kapre de do. That, oh Allah, there are people that are hungry. You feed them, Ya Allah. We are weak, but just you making that dua, Allah will give you the sawab and due concern for all the poor people, all the hungry people. So make that dua and then you'll appreciate. Because the second group of people, they on the dasturkhan, they say, what must we eat? Like now, mashallah, Mawlana Arshad Sahib gave us dawat. You think, now what must we eat? Then there's this, then there's that, then there's that. So much things on the dasturkhan. This is all the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah, look at our deen, how beautiful. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, At-ta'imu shakir, khayrun min sa'imi sabir. That a person who's eating food, but he makes shukr to Allah. He is better than that person that's making roza, that's keeping roza. He has to make sabr, he's keeping roza. So you eat food also, and you get the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But our Hazrat says, our condition is that we teach our children everything, you must read Bismillah. But when we sit on a dasturkhan and the nice food comes, you just smell the aroma, you forget your Bismillah also. Forget your Alhamdulillah also. Nobody even reading Alhamdulillah on the dasturkhan. Nobody reading Falak Alhamdu Walak Ashukr. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat has taught us, if you read while eating, Falak Alhamdu Walak Ashukr, and these two qualities of Allah, Ya Wajidu Jalla Jalalu, then the food becomes nur and goes into your stomach. And that nur will give you strength to do good deeds. So see, the friends of Allah, they are also eating. And like the kuffar used to make objection, Mali Hazar Rasul, Yaqulu Tam Wayamshi Fil Aswaq. What's wrong with this Nabi? We thought he's a very pious person. But we see he's also eating food. As if a pious person does not eat. A pious, he's also going to the bazaar. As if a pious, no, they did not understand. The pious people will teach us how to eat. And in our eating, that will be ibadat. We'll get great connection with Allah. They sat down to eat. The first thing, our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, when you sit down to eat, first make istighfar, tawbah. That, oh Allah, I don't deserve this food. And you still gave me food. Oh Allah, please forgive me. I'm a nimak haram. Khata hai Rahman ki, aur gaate hai shaitan ki. We eat the food of Rahman. Enjoy Allah's beautiful sun, Allah's earth, Allah's air, Allah's water, everything, then the whole system. Allahu Akbar. The doctor was telling us yesterday that the function of the body, every from 10 o'clock onwards, they call it a Chinese clock. For 1 hour, the liver now has to do its work extensively. Then the other part has to do its work extensively. We are sleeping. But our body, which factory in the world is working 24 hours? And nobody even checking. Nobody can, all the time our factory is working. And we don't even say Alhamdulillah. We don't get up in the morning. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us. And Allah Rabbul Izzat teaches us every day. Your first lesson, the moment your eyes open, Alhamdulillah. And in our Surah Fatiha, the first lesson of Quran Sharif, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise belongs only and solely to Allah. Allah is our Rabb. And Rabb is that great being who's got more feeling for you than your mother. Your mother, you came out from her stomach, so she's got great feeling. But who made that stomach of your mother? Who made that womb? Who made Allah? Allah has got so much love for His creation, Allahu Akbar. And particularly for insan, this is mentioned, Mufassirin says, that Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, when he made dua after Allahu Akbar, 950 years, continuous da'wat, calling people to connect them towards Allah, to make us realize and recognize Allah, why Allah created us. And this is the greatest work. Today we don't even realize this is our work. We think my work is, I'm working for this factory, I'm a big director in a certain company, I'm a minister. Our work, Allah has sent us here, liyabudun, to recognize Allah and to be the slave of Allah. But we don't realize this. So, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, 950 years, and Allah sent from Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. He was the first Nabi that came with Sharia and came with all the commands of Allah. And from there onwards, Allah sent continuously His very special men to remind us why Allah sent us here. And Nabi Hazrat Musa, Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, and all the Anbiya, untiringly they used to tell people. People never used to listen. The incident of Nuh alayhi salam, we don't want to go into details, but how he says, قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي دَعُوتُ قَوْمِ لَيْلَ وَالْحَارَ. Allah, day and night I'm calling my people. But فَلَمْ يَزِدُمْ دُعَاءِ إِلَّا فِرَارًا. Instead of they listening, they running away. This man comes with goodness to me, he be running away. And Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has foretold, but the time will come in my ummah also. The good will be regarded as bad, the bad will be regarded as good. What ulama tell us today, it doesn't make sense to us. These ulama, they only know about madrasa and they only know about imamat. What do they know of the world? We are lanis, we are directors. They don't know, not in our position. Allah Akbar, Allah inspires in their heart. We should follow them. So anyway, in the end, when Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam was informed by Allah that you made this effort, now only these few people, 80-85 people who accepted iman, only they will. The rest are not there. Became totally adamant. And this is the nahusat, the evil of disobedience, of sin. When you commit the sin, then your heart becomes hard and black and rusted. Allah says, Kalla bal ran. And now that heart is rusted like steel, you left it outside. You didn't care. Rain came in. Days and days it rained. Now you thought, let me use that steel. You pick it up, it's rusted. You can't even use it. So exactly the same, the heart, if we don't make tawbah istighfar, it gets more rusted, more rusted. Now the filth seems to be good for you. And now you become so inclined to filth that good things doesn't appeal to you. Allah Akbar. Our Shaykh gives a beautiful example. He says, Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Alayhi has mentioned in his Masnavi Sharif that a bangi, people who clean the night soil, particularly India, Pakistan, etc., they pick up the dirt in the toilets, etc. So one bangi, he fell unconscious going past the itar shop. Going past the itar shop, beautiful perfume, enjoying that curry, he couldn't take it. He fell unconscious. So the person from the itar shop all got worried. People around there, they came putting itar by his nose and he's not coming right. Another bangi went past, say, what's wrong? Say, oh, this poor man fell down. Say, oh, that's my friend. I'm also a bangi, I'll make him right. So he went to the toilet, he went to his, wherever they stored it, the mess. He brought old stool, very terrible stink. So he brought in, he just put it by his nose, just for a split moment, and he jumped up. Says, I know, he's used to that filthy smell. He can't take good smell. So when you get involved in sin, then goodness you can't take in. You can't see the beauty of the masjid. You can't enjoy tilawat. You can't enjoy, even if you come. One Mawlana says, like my namaz, up, down, kiss the ground, back to town. No time, too busy, just being involved in dunya. So, when Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam was informed, then he said, Ya Allah, now, what to send these people? La tazar al-ardi min al-kafirina dayyara. They don't leave this kuffar on the face of the earth because they're just going to spread evil. The more sin you commit, the more evil comes into the world. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, "Iza mat al fajir yastarihu minul bilad wal ibad wal shajar wal dawab." That when a sinner like myself, Allah forgive me and all of us, that iza mat al fajir, when a sinner passes away, then the whole creation of Allah takes a sigh of relief. Alhamdulillah. That this person now, he is gone. Conditions inshallah will change. The servants of Allah take a relief. All the towns in the world take a relief. The animals also take a relief. So it shows because of our nawusat, the whole world gets troubled. Our sons and animals, poor things, they don't not getting water. They're not getting food. So we should be making tawbah istighfar all the time. So Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Ya Allah, qala rabbi la tazar al-ard min al-kafirin dayyara innaka in tadharhum yudillu ibadak wa la yalidu illa fajiran kafara." The more they stay on the earth, the more they're going to deviate your people. And they're going to be cause evil and corruption. Allah accepted his dua. Allah sent one flood. And from this we learn also very, very important. You can be in the home of a Nabi also. And if you don't follow his footsteps, you will also be taken away. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, the floods are coming. And he's telling his son, that the caller kabu ma'ana, that jump in the ship with us. Today only those who are in the ship, they're going to be saved. He says, "That no, I'll take the sa'awi ila jabal. Call la asim al yawm. I'll take the refuge. There's a big mountain. Where can the water come so high? Flood waters won't reach." He says, "La asim al yawm." That don't use your stupid brains today. That the water, that you can't get saved besides the command of Allah. And while talking, the waters came and washed him away. Allahu Akbar. And then Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam is making dua, "Ya Allah, that oh Allah, you promised that my offspring, you will take care of them." Immediately, Allahu Akbar. So to say, this is the connection between Allah and the pious servant. That the more closer you are to Allah, like a father, the more is closer to his son is to him. If his son has to say even a good word, but it doesn't sound appropriate, he'll tell him straight, "Why are you talking like this?" Another person can say a more worse word, but that doesn't sound like a bad thing. But the more closer you are, so the more you have contact with Ahlullah, the more you have to be careful what words you use. So the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, in good faith, saying, "Ya Allah, you promise you'll protect my family." Immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Innahu laysa min ahli. Innahu amalun ghayru salih. Fala tas'alni ma laysa laka bi ilm. Inni a'idhuka an takuna min al-jahilin." Allahu Akbar. What a stern. But this was love of Allah. He had so much love for his close servants. He said, "Oh no, that is not your family. Innahu amalun ghayru salih. He did not follow your path. He didn't do good deeds. So don't ask me a thing which you'll be regarded as a person who don't have correct knowledge." Immediately, no questions, that he made tawbah, "Ya Allah, I make maaf. I don't ask for this." So from this we learn the spiritual connection you have with the pious is more stronger than your physical connection. Your biological connection, it's more stronger your spiritual connection. So when you keep connection with the friends of Allah, Allah will love you even more. So I'm explaining generally here how Allah loves all his creation. So Allah Ta'ala, after Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam made this dua, Allah wiped out the whole of mankind. Kaaba Sharif also got wiped out. From this we learn, Allah is not in need of the buildings. Allah don't need the masjids, alhamdulillah, they are on the face of the earth. We should make dua, Allah keep it secured, afiyat, salamat. But if we don't frequent the masjids, Allah will wipe out our masjids. Allah is not in need of our masjids and Allah is not in need of us. We in need, we have to come here. Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh says so beautifully, Allah Ta'ala says, وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوَعَدُونَ. Your rizq is written in the heavens already. And whatever Allah has promised, it's written in the heavens. But you have to come and pay your homage here early in the morning, Fajr time. If you are here in the masjid, you have taken your slip, so to say, for your rizq. Hazrat gives the example, he says, if you ordered, if you want a fridge from Pick and Pay or something, now you thought, I'm going past the warehouse, let me go to the warehouse and just pick up one there. They got enough stock there. So you come to the warehouse of Pick and Pay and you say, I want to pick up a fridge. They say, where's your slip? Did you pay? Say, no, I didn't pay anything. I thought I'll pay. Say, no, you go to the normal store, go and pay there. Then if they send you here, we'll give you your delivery. So we also, we going to our shop. We say we came to take our goods. Your goods, you still never paid. You have to come here to Allah, get your slip early in the morning. When you have taken your slip, that is why we find Jamaat brothers also remind us that one of the very blessed favors of Allah, when you perform your 5 times salah, your daily rozi is made easy. So when we pay our slip, then our rozi will be made easy. So exactly the same, Allah Rabbul Izzat has wiped out the whole earth. Allah doesn't need our masjid. Kaaba Sharif was also wiped out. And for a long period, then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam came. So anyway, after all this was done, now Allah Ta'ala to show Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam that how much love Allah got for insan, Allah told him, oh Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, you make earthen pots, small clay pots, and you make 1,000 of them. So he made it with his hand. Imagine in that time how long it must have been, how long it must have taken him. How much manner to make that earthen pots. He made those earthen pots, 1,000 of them he made. After making it, he was happy. Not long after that, one wind came, all blown apart, all broken. He immediately felt hurt in his heart. And he made dua, Ya Allah, you gave me tawfiq, I made so much effort, all these earthen pots broke. Allah Ta'ala says, oh Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, you made this little effort, I gave you tawfiq, and you crying, all your earthen pots broke. I created insan. And when you made dua, I accepted your dua and wiped out insan. You thought I just got happy to wipe them out. No, when Allah Ta'ala sends down a warning, it's a rahmat of Allah. It's not that Allah wants to punish us. Allah is not looking for an excuse to punish us. Allah is not an opportunity to punish us. Allah is looking for every excuse to forgive us. So we should realize Allah made us ashraful makhlukat. Now Allah Ta'ala teaches us in the Surah 15 that how to remain ashraful makhlukat. How to remain on this high position that you can enjoy the benefits of Allah, the favors of Allah and the best favors of Allah all the time. Allah Ta'ala says, if you don't realize insan, you are not just this body. This body is just your outward form. Inside this body is your reality, your ruh, your soul. Your soul comes from me, and the food of your soul also comes from me. The more you feed your soul with the zikr of Allah, with the company of the pious servants, with your salah, tilawat, then your body will also be strong. The body we made from the earth, so the food of the body comes from the earth, and the body is going to go back into the cupboard. Minha khalaqnakum, wa fiha nu'idukum, wa minha nukhrijukum taratan ukhra. This is the sunnah dua you read when you put the mayat in the, when you for putting sand for the mayat in the cover also. And this is the dua, and this is the great lesson we get in every sajda. When you put your head down, mina khalaqnakum. Oh Allah, this beautiful face, I know you created it from sand. And oh Allah, I am going to hope that mina khawafiya nu'idukum, you come back in your sajda. Allah says, we brought you from sand. You got so little while that jalsa, just 2-3 seconds, not even a minute, and you're going to go back into the sand. So your life in dunya is very, very short. We didn't send you to waste time. We don't send you just to get involved in business and forget about Allah. To do business is no problem, but learn how to do business. Then your business will become ibadah. Then your dunya will not be the dunya, it will become deen. Like Allah Ta'ala says, Rijal, see those men, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, La tulhim tijaratu wa la bayun an zikrillah. They were big businessmen. All Sahaba were not poor Sahaba. Many of them were big, big businessmen. But that business, not one moment did it make them unmindful of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah used to say, that remember Allah ta'ala so much, das bakar dil bayar. That your hands will be busy working, but you'll be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like our Shaykh gives a beautiful example, he says, one pious servant of Allah, he saw one youngster at the Multazam, and what, the best place to be making dua, with your hands stretched out at Kaaba Sharif, and this youngster was making dua, tears also coming out from his eyes. So this was a great wali of Allah, Sahib-e-Kashf, Allah used to open to the pious servant what others can't see. He made dua, he said, oh Allah, let me see the condition of this youngster's heart. He saw, Allah opened to him, he saw this youngster is crying, but his mind is not there. Outwardly it looks like he's making big dua, but he's not even conscious about Allah Ta'ala. And he was going, now after his namaz, he's going past to his hotel room, and there in Makkah Sharif, you pass the, all the small shops, and there they are so busy, especially Hajj season, Ramadan Sharif. So he went past one shop, he saw one Hajj Sahib there in his shop, serving the 5-10 customers one time. And there they are two, the alert is 5-10 customers they'll serve, giving this one something, giving that one change, taking money from this one. So outwardly this man looks in dunya, he's totally involved. So you say, make dua, ya Allah, let me see the condition of this man's heart. So Allah opened his, the heart of that person to this wali of Allah. He saw he's so busy, but he's thinking of Allah. He's worried all the time. I mustn't give wrong change. I mustn't do a wrong deal. So this is it. That das bakar dil bayar, all the time connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should realize and understand Allah has sent us here for a very, very short while. How much time you got for jalsa? That's your time in dunya. وَمِنَا نُخْرِيُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. Allah is going to take you out again. And the first question, we weren't able to move our feet on the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala is going to ask you, I gave you this life, what you did? Many of us foolishly, we say, it's my life. What is Maulana's worried, how I lead my life? It's my life, it's my wife, it's my car. Allah Ta'ala says, Allahu Akbar. This is the height of stupidity. A person who says, it's mine. As the Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi, what a great wali of Allah. How he became a wali. The tarbiyat of his father. When he was a 2-3-year-old boy, we know normally small children, they like to keep something. They keep a blanket or they keep a pillow and say, it's mine. So as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi, his mother gave him a small pillow and used to keep it, it's mine. My pillow. Children like that. So one day his Abba, as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi, his father asked him, that Zakaria going to bring me a pillow. So he said, Abba, my pillow. Allahu Akbar. Small boy, 3-4 years, his Abba gave him one hard smack. He says, since when anything is yours in dunya? Nothing is ours. This life is not even ours. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the height of stupidity, that a person says, this is mine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you were not existing before. Who gave you this life? Okay. كيف تكفروا بالله وكنتم امواتا فاحياكم ثم يميتكم ثم يحييكم ثم اليه ترجعون. How can you be ungrateful to Allah Ta'ala? Allah gave you life, Allah gave you all this ni'mat, all this bounties, and Allah Ta'ala is going to, if it was yours, then you won't leave the world. You have to, when you want to, you'll leave the world when you want to, and who will want to leave the world? Nobody, but we got no choice in a matter, which shows it's not our life, it belongs to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala says, we're going to raise you up again, then we're going to ask you now what you did with your life. In this world we can make up all stories. We can buy out the cases also, buy out the judge and the lawyers and the state president also. By Allah, Allah reminds us every day, Maliki Yawmiddin. Allah is not just the judge on the day of Qiyamah, Allah is the owner. And that day Allah Ta'ala will remind us, Limanil Mulku Yawm. Allahu Akbar. Our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah used to say that when they took Hazrat here to the Kruger Park, etc., he says, if you're going to taking me to the Kruger Park to see monkeys and lions, then I don't want to go. But I want to see the monkeys will think, oh, he came to see his brother or what. So then I don't want to go. If you're taking me to see the creator of the monkeys, the creator of the lions, then I'll go. And then when in the Kruger Park, and Hazrat heard the roar of the lion, he says, he's telling all the friends there, can you hear the roar of the lion? Why Allah made this one ordinary creation of Allah? A lion is one small creation of Allah. But when you just hear one roar, you're in your car but you're shivering and you're getting scared. So Allah says, Allah is giving us a brief idea, take a lesson from one small creation of mine. When Allah is going to show His great jalal, Allah Ta'ala's might and power on the day of Qiyamah, and then when Allah will announce, Imanil Mulkul Yawm, with such thunder, what will be the thunder and lightning, that won't match, everybody will be trembling. So who is the hukumat today? Alayhi sallahu bi ahkamil hakimin. Is not Allah the sovereignness of power of everybody? The whole world, all the scientists today tell them to bring water. They all making their theories. Nobody can bring water. When Allah wants to withdraw the water, He'll withdraw it. When Allah Ta'ala wants to give, He'll give. So we have to be the slaves of Allah. We have to realize we are the servants of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala reminds us that I am your owner, I am your sustainer, I am your nourisher. And then Allah Ta'ala says, I have given you honor. If you realize that you are a human being, you made of the sand, and then your reality is, in the sand you can either fill nur or you can either fill darkness. You fill nur when you get connected to Allah. And you make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You forget Allah, you become dark. And your heart becomes totally void. Then Allah Ta'ala says, you are the honorable creation, the best of all creation, but ثم رددنا أسفل سافلين. We will lower you to the lowest of lowest of hell. Like you, how you came like a small baby, you couldn't do anything, you had napkins, you didn't even know what is the filth and dirt. You used to put your finger in your own stool and you used to want to lick it, and your mother used to tell you, no, it's nafas, all that. You didn't even know that much. And if you don't realize, وَمَن نُعَمِّرٌ نَكِّسُ فِي الْخَلْقِ, you can become the biggest businessman in the world, even the biggest allama, but you don't build connection with Allah. Allah says, we're going to turn your life upside down again. You see, now you get old again, you need napkins. Again you need a pram, a wheelchair, it's like a pram again. People have to now help you, people have to feed you. So Allah Ta'ala says, bodily also we're going to turn you around. And if you didn't make connection with Allah, your mind will be totally lost. Then people don't want to look after you. But when you make connection with Allah, even if you get weak, your mind will be alert. And you'll have more izzah, more respect. People will want to come serve you. As we see the pious servants of Allah, as they get older, they look more and more fresh. Allahu Akbar. Our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, 14 years suffered a stroke. Many people used to say, we go for iyadat, that we want to console Hazrat, that there was a sick person, you go console him, tell him good words, he feels nice. And this is the mercy of Allah. Allah has made our deen so beautiful. You go visit the sick person, Allah Ta'ala says, you'll find me there. Allahu Akbar. It comes in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The hadith of Qudsi, Allah says, I was sick, why didn't you come visit me? The banda will say, ya Allah, where you get sick, oh Allah? You the creator of sickness, you the creator of shifa. Allah says, my certain banda was sick, had you visited him, you'll find me. Allahu Akbar. So if we make niyyah that I'm going to find Allah by a sick man, besides the 70,000 angels making dua, etc., Allahu Akbar, you'll find Allah Ta'ala. But today, sadly, where Allah has put His rahmat, we chase the rahmat away. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi is explaining. He says he went to visit one sick man. And the poor man was so sick that then, but when he went to that room, they called Hazrat, come make dua for the person. He went into the man's room. You see a big screen on the right side, big screen on the left side, big screen in front of him. So he asked his children, now what's all this? He say, Hazrat, you know, he's so sick now. If it's laying on the right side, he can't turn to the left. So when he's laying on the right side, to keep him at ease, we leave this thing on, so he watches his movie. Now when he gets tired, we turn him to the other side, so that side he doesn't miss out the picture. He sees the, he carries on watching. So Hazrat says, here, a sick person, Allah's rahmat is supposed to be here. You're chasing the rahmat. And we see, this is a strategy of shaitan. Fools us. You get sick, take you to the big clinic, they put a big TV, you think, no, I'm a lani. But you're not a lali, you're throwing away Allah's rahmat. Then again we find people coming to visit. Very good, you go visit. But now their mahram are visiting. The woman folk, they're not supposed to see the man, they want to go and visit, make salam, everything. No, that is not the occasion. So we move out of the rahmat of Allah, and then our shaykh says, we want to treat Allah aliyazubillah like a waiter in a restaurant. Me, I'm a big lani, especially haram. Youngsters, when they go with their haram girlfriends, now they want to show me somebody. So they order food, then they trouble the waiter, bring this, bring that, bring that. And the waiters, somebody interviewed them, and they said, these waiters, they must be troubling you, you'll get tired sometimes. So what you'll do? Say, no, we take our revenge. They say, how you take your revenge? They say, we have to bring the food from the kitchen, and in between there's a toilet, we just pass by, sprinkle some toilet water, and we give him the food. And we stand one side, we catch a big laugh. This man is enjoying his food, and he's going on with his girlfriend. So all this haram. So Hazrat says, today we want to, aliyazu billah, we want to think we learn, we the slaves of Allah. And we want to, we commit sin left, right and center. Don't read, correct our namazes, even if we are namazis, myself first of all. That we don't see, is my namaz improving? Is my deen improving? Whichever level we are, we have to improve. We are wearing parda, our woman folk, alhamdulillah. Is the parda becoming proper? Or like our Hazrat says, still the same cockeye parda. The eyes are open and all jewelry, the fancy cloak, etc. So what parda? That is more attractive. And that eye does everything. Just eye contact and it says everything. So we have to improve ourselves all the time. So Allah Ta'ala reminds us very, very beautifully. If you don't because you appreciate this favor that I made you a human being, I'll lower you to the lowest of lowest depths. Today what we listening in the news? Where it's not a human being that is killing and raping somebody, raping a small child, old woman, murdering, This is not human beings. Allah says, لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ أَذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ. Allah says, we gave them brains, eyes, ears. They're not using it properly, so they don't have ears. They are like animals, worse than animals. An animal, you give him his water and his bread, he doesn't leave your door. A dog is so loyal. A horse is so loyal. But Allah says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ. Insan, I am giving you your life. I'm giving you your air to breathe. Everything free of charge. And you're still ungrateful to Allah. And on the other hand, وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. We want in the good things, we are very, very hadith, and we begging Allah Ta'ala as if it's mine, I deserve it. And the sad thing is, we don't know what is good. We think all the things of dunya is good things. Very nice car, very nice house. Those are the secondary ni'mats of Allah, which even those who don't believe in Allah, they get. The real ni'mats of Allah, Hazrat Hakim ul-Ummat, Hakim ul-Islam, Qari Tayyab Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, the real ni'mats of Allah are the batini ni'mats, the internal ni'mats, iman, marifat, muhabbat, Allah's recognition, Allah's love. Thus Allah doesn't give to everybody. Those who show their desire, their eagerness. So Allah Ta'ala teaches us how to be insan, illa alladhina amanu. The first quality, bring iman, recognize Allah, and strengthen your iman all the time. Be conscious, if you are worried, worry of your iman, the main thing. We take concern, worry of our iman, Allah will take the worry of everything else. We take away the worry of iman, Allah Ta'ala will put us in the biggest worry. So Allah Ta'ala says the first thing, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. See that you bring iman. And don't just be happy, I read kalima, I'm a Muslim. All the time check your iman. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reminds the Sahaba, جَدِّدُوا إِيمَانَكُمْ. Renew your iman all the time. Sahaba said, how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how do we renew our iman? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, بِكَسْرَةِ قَوْلِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Repeat La ilaha illallah all the time. Make zikr of Allah. Today, let's see another, yesterday, Juma. How many times did we read La ilaha illallah? How many times did I take out to make my zikr? Did I read it 10 times, 20 times? No time, even one time. Too busy in dunya. And so Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught, renew your iman. And then not only renew your iman, check your aqaid. Shaitan fools you. He makes you feel that you are pious, five times namazi, you make the hajj, you keep the weekly rozas, but then he brings beliefs in your heart which you don't even realize. In today's time, all the isms around us, Shiism, then Salafiism, Mawdudiism, besides, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reminded the people who were the strongest iman, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, particularly this time of the year, the month of Safar. In their pagan days of Jahiliyyah, their great-grandfathers, they all had wrong customary beliefs that the month of Safar is a bad luck month. It's a very bad month. It's like a snake that comes in your stomach and causes disease. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned clearly, La Safara, that see, that although you became Muslim, but many people, they become Muslims, they still come with their ancestry belief. They still come with all wrong beliefs and superstition. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, this is iman, aqaid. Aqaid is the fundamental pillar of Islam. If one thing in aqaid is not correct, then you can be what? Like a person, if his passport, one letter, one number is not right, then you got a problem. They say you can't go in. Today we are too worried. We renew our passport regularly. We renew our driver's license regularly. People, foreign countries renewing their asylum papers, everything. What we must renew, iman we not renewing. Allahu Akbar. One Maulana in Darul Uloom Deoband in the early days, pious Maulana used to go to one Hindu shop to buy his groceries. Little money he used to get, he used to buy every day his groceries. And they knew he's a pious man. So one day he went to the Hindu shop and he was want to pay for his groceries, whatever he bought. So the Hindu man told him, Maulana, you have fake note here. This is a fake note. So the Hindu Maulana fell down unconscious. So they revived him, everything. The Hindu man told him, Maulana, we know you. We know you're not a thief or you didn't come cheat you. Why you took it so serious? He says, Lalaji, I didn't think that you're going to think I'm a thief. I immediately thought if I come by Allah and Allah says your iman is fake, then what's going to happen? So we have to be concerned, our iman must not be fake. So like our Hazrat says, we might be thinking those were the customary beliefs of Jahiliyyah. Let us see in today's time also. Allah Ta'ala says, when Allah sends the Nabi, the pious people to remind us, take out all the wrong beliefs, come away from sin, and instead of accepting, these people say, you came with bad luck. And you, if you don't stop your bad luck and tell us, don't come, don't waste our, we have to do business. What are you calling us so early to the masjid? Juma time you're taking so long for bayan, etc. Then they say, if you don't do this, we will kick you out of our town. And you came with bad luck. The Nabi of Allah in Surah Yasin is telling them, قَالُوا تَعِرُكُمْ مَعَكُمْ. All the bad luck stories is not with us. We brought good for you. You doing your own bad luck stories. أَإِنْ زُكِرْتُمْ. If you only listen and take a lesson. فَلَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ مُسْرِفُونَ. See how you loving. We are loving in the disobedience of Allah. And then we say, Maulana, Jadu, jinn in the house. I don't know, business is not going right. I don't control my gazes. So I'm not enjoying my life with my wife. She's my doll. She's my wood. If you control your gazes, Allahu Akbar. Our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi says, if you control apne basirat ki hifazat kar, basarat ki hifazat karo, Allah basirat ata farmaye. You control your eyes outward. Allah will give you internal eyes. You'll see your wife like a wood and you'll enjoy her every day. But you look at a woman on the street, on the billboards, in your mobile phone, porn sites today, sadly, good people, watching haram, and now they come home, fight. And then, they want to go to Maulana, Taweez. Maulana, I don't know why we're fighting. My business is just not coming right. You involved that, Allahu Akbar. Our Sheikh said so beautifully, when he went to the UK, he saw children, particularly youngsters, got jeans on, they got boots on, and then they got burger in the right hand, coke in the left hand. And he says, here people are complaining, Maulana, too much jean, boot in the house. So Hazrat says, look at yourself, tum food jeans boot ban gaye. You are the jeans and the boots. Take out all that haram clothing and come straight. See, Allah will take out all those things. So Allah Ta'ala is teaching us here that don't be like those people. Don't be like the previous nations. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is teaching us, God, check your iman all the time. In today's time, our Hazrat says, you find even today, we got this wrong belief in what the regard to the month of Safar. Even good, old people, sometimes the nanima, dadima, tahajjud guzar also. But you see, when there's a wedding in the family, they want to set the date. Then they'll ask nanima, when, which date, dada, which date. Say, Safar no mainan. Don't keep it in Safar. Bad luck man. There's no, Islam is a positive deal. There's no such a thing as bad luck in Islam. Everything comes from Allah. How we love amalukum ummalukum. We love right, Allah will send all good conditions to us. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wiped out all type of wrong beliefs. And then superstition, all the superstitious beliefs of Jahiliyyah today is in our own community. Our Shaykh says, you driving on the road, one black cat runs across. You say, oh, bad luck now. Now we're going to get bad news. You hear at night the cat is crying, meowing all night. You tell the wife, Kale, you're going to get bad news. But Hazrat says, the poor cat was giving birth. She's going to pranks of birth and you saying bad news. How can you put your trust in a cat? But these things, and these are part of Aqaid. And then with regard to the jadu, Hazrat says, we don't want to accept that I am doing wrong. You want to pass the buck on. And you say, I don't know, somebody is just jealous upon me. And then you go to Amil. Then the Amil, 99%, they have to take money from you. So they must tell you there's something. And they'll tell you it's very old. And they won't just loot your money, they loot your izzat. They loot the izzat of your wife. Allah, today, good people. We lost our minds. Amil say, you must leave your wife by me for the night. So it's, yeah, okay, I'll give her a strong taweez. What is this? And the Hazrat says, if you put fire, butter in front of fire, you think it's not going to melt. You can be the greatest wali of Allah Ta'ala. The Nabi of Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never used to be in front of women. Allahu Akbar, the household of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sitting with his two wives on one occasion, knock on the door. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Ummi Maktoum radiallahu ta'ala, and as you come to know, this is this man. So the household of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also knew he's a blind sahabi. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told them, parda karo, said, go behind the parda, let this man come, he wants to meet me. So they said, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but he's blind, he won't see us. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, are you all blind? Won't you be? So, and their taqwa, and their iman, and today we take it for granted. No, big army, he's a big maulana. So we shouldn't be caught up. Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave us the treatment. Three kulls, morning and evening. Kulu Allahu Ahad, Kulu Audhu Bi Rabbil Falaq, Kulu Audhu Bi Rabbin Nas. Three times with Bismillah each, morning and evening. Takfika min kulli shay, hey min kulli shay. Every evil it will save us. What can be stronger? Falti, dirty, jadu, or the name of Allah? Allah's name is so strong, but we must bring it into our heart. So Allah Ta'ala teaches us that strengthen your iman, and then protect your iman with doing good deeds. If you do this, you'll all the time be fresh and healthy. Your account of deeds won't close. Your honor, your respect won't close. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to appreciate Allah's ni'mats. Allah has made us insan. We get up in the morning, make shukr, Allah, you gave me existence. You made me insan. You made me a Muslim. You made me a mu'min. You made me in the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You connected us to righteous ulama, ulama is the oven. Then increase our iman all the time. Make our zikr regularly. Follow the sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And teach this to our children. Bring these environments in our home and see goodness will come. Despite the fitna, Allah Ta'ala will save us. But if we are unmindful, then Allah says, I will lower you to the lowest of earth. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding and link us up with the pious servants of Allah. God in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Most important, build our connection with Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq. We all try, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين تقيم الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين واجعلنا من المهديين اللهم اجعلنا هادين مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين سلما لأوليائك وحربا لأعدائك نحب بحبك من أحبك ونعادي بعداوتك من خالفك في خلقك ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا واغفر لنا ربنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم اللهم أصل وارحم وتجاوز واغفر واهدِ لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالشهداء والصالحين غير خزايا ولا ندامة ولا مفتونين ربنا اجعلنا مقيمين الصلاة ومن ذريتنا ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا لا سيما لشيخنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله